everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a podcast that drives Miss Daisy crazy. It's quite a coincidence, because this week on the show, we'll look at Driving Miss Daisy. A fine film, perhaps. We'll find out, coming up soon, after the music makes its bye-bye. By the way, I'm your host, Pete Pollack. I always say that. I changed my routine, and it threw everything off, and I was afraid that people might not know who to blame for this, so I had to jump in and point out that I am Pete Pollack, and I don't think I said it anyway. If I did, and I said it multiple times, well, you'll just have to deal with it, because it already happened, and it's over now, so just relax. Now, this week is Driving Miss Daisy, and this is the story, quite simply, of a guy who gets hired to drive around a lady in a car. Sounds pretty boring. Sounds like a waste of time. Except that it's not, because the guy who gets hired is Morgan Freeman, and the lady in the car is Jessica Tandy. And you've got two just great, great actors in those two. And so almost anything that they might do would probably be entertaining on some level, in my opinion. And then on top of that, you got what turns out to be a surprisingly deep script. Now, this isn't the kind of a film that that's gonna, you know, have a lot of explosions and whatnot in it. So if that's what you're looking for, you're gonna be really bored. And I suggest that maybe, you know, Unstoppable might be more your speed. But if you're looking for something that you can probably watch a couple of times and catch more as it goes through, this is probably a good film. And I'm telegraphing my review, my rating, but that's okay. This is what the story starts off with Miss Daisy, who is a somewhat rich, well-to-do, not ridiculously well-to-do, but certainly comfortable, living comfortably in the South, sometime in probably the 40s or early 50s. I don't think they actually say the year. You can probably guess the year by the car they're driving, but I'm not that good at that. So let's just say late 40s, early 50s. And she has an accident in her car. She's aging. And her son, played by Dan Aykroyd, goes out and gets her a driver. And she's a firecracker. She steadfastly refuses to have a driver. She's going to hear none of that. And she wants nothing to do with Hoke. That's the character played by Morgan Freeman. And she just won't do it. So she just doesn't go out. Or if she does go out, she walks. And eventually, he just starts following her around in the car. She's like, "You're going to walk? Well, I'm getting paid to drive you, so I'm going to drive alongside you in the car." And eventually, she's embarrassed enough by that she just gets in the car. And then, you know, he just is her driver from then on. Now, the depth of this film comes from the fact that this is in the South, and Jessica Tandy is white, Morgan Freeman is black, and the movie is not a racism movie. Like, there's some movies that really go after school special on you and really pound in the racist, you know, the angle, you know, and how bad it is or whatever. This movie doesn't do that. It rises above that. And that's one of the cool things about it, is they touch on it and it's obviously there, but they really don't hit it home. And I think it has more power because of that, because when it does creep in, then you go, whoa. and it's kind of it's subtle and it's more moving because of that. And it's not just a film that touches on the racist aspects of the South and people in particular. I'm not just going to pin that on the South, because this could, you know, the South has the history and the stereotype, I guess, but you know, let's be honest. But really, this is the kind of a thing that could take place in almost any city. And the, you know, Miss Daisy insists throughout the whole movie that she's not racist and has never been and doesn't believe in that. But then you can see sometimes even in her, some of the attitudes creeping in. And it's that subtle thing that you don't really, she doesn't even really notice. And if the movie has a weak link, it's Dan Aykroyd. I'll be honest with you. I like Dan Aykroyd in other things. Okay. You know, Blues Brothers, you know, Ghostbusters, even Gross Point Blank, you know, to pick something a little bit more modern. Great role there. Sneakers. He's been in good stuff and he's been good in things. But portraying the son, the Southern gentleman mill owner, because that's apparently what he does. He owns like a cotton mill where they convert it to cloth. He doesn't sell me on that. And it doesn't really work all that well, in my opinion. He's just a little too northern for that. He does the southern accent, and there's probably no holes in it. It just, he doesn't have that kind of presence and that kind of, it just doesn't work for Dan Aykroyd, in my opinion. I don't want to go on a rant about him, but I just think that in a movie where you've got great casting in the other main roles, arguably the two main roles, the third most important role, it's kind of disappointing that they kind of fell short a little bit on that one. Now, as I started to go into the racist thing again. The film's not just about that, though. It's also about changing times, because Hoke drives the car for Miss Daisy for, I'm going to say, about 20 years. And as they both get older, and you see that happening, and you see the different stuff that's going on historically in the background, Martin Luther King and civil rights and things like that, and you know they also touch on some other isms that might not be racism per se, but Miss Daisy and her family, they're Jewish, so they are victims of a different brand of ism. And so you get all this stuff happening, and at the core of it all is a really good character movie about a friendship between two people and a respect that develops over a period of about 20 years. And there's a lot going on in here, and it's one of those things that really, I saw this when it came out years and years and years ago in the theater, and I hadn't seen it since. And then I rented it to do this review, and I'm watching it and I'm thinking, man, this is really well done overall. You know, Dan Aykroyd aside, this movie is near pitch perfect on every note that it hits. And you very rarely get to see something like that. You can always kind of, you know, niggle and say, well, this is good, but they didn't do this or whatever. You know, you can always kind of pick things apart if you really want to, even when something's really good. This one is really, it touches all the right notes all the way through, in my opinion. So this is definitely a buy it. And like I say, I rented it, so I'm going to have to go out and take my own advice. But Driving Miss Daisy, go out if you don't buy it, take a chance and see this movie. It's really not ultra long, and it's brisk and just a joy to watch. And in my opinion, a joy to watch multiple times. Next week, Dances with Wolves. Now, I already have an opinion on Dances with Wolves because I did see that when it came out. And my opinion is that it was a decent movie, but it wasn't the best movie of the year. And I might go more into that next week. But despite that, we'll see how it stands up 20 years later. It's the movie that, really brought the Native American back into the spotlight in a respectful way. And so I think that's an important step. And we'll find out more. We'll just see how good a flick it is after I watch it. Until next week, I am Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. Have a good one.